Good evening, everybody. We are back. Welcome to The Spin. Just two of us for now. Tyler is en route to CrossFit Crash for the big showdown for quarterfinals. So it's just me and John. We'll see if anybody else pops in like a couple weeks ago. So, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Still trying to recover from last week. I'm still pumped that we got that to pull off and had no flaws, really. I mean, everybody jumped on, did it, you know, without a hitch. So that was pretty awesome. So
I'll be honest, I thought I was done doing 100 burpees for time for a while, and then CrossFit gives me 150 burpee box jump over. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is obviously the quarterfinal workouts have come out today. This is a big jam-packed day. We've already had Pedro straight up and scribble. We've had coffee pods and wads with around the whiteboard. Now we're going, and then in an hour and a half, Savon Podcast is also doing a CrossFit Games update show. John, I think you're filling in. You're gonna jump right over from that too.
I believe so. Yeah. I forgot. I'll be frank. I'm glad you said something. I completely forgot about that. So. I guess. Hopefully squeeze some waffles in between shows.
Yeah. No, it's get the fair life right there. So you should be good. All right. Without Tyler there, if you guys, we're going to try the call-in number again. So if you feel like calling in, ask a question, drop a comment. Hopefully that will work this time. If not, we'll just pass on it again. All right. First topic, we'll go back to viewer comments. First one from Sarah Lamb. Speaking of last week's 100 burpees for time, make it a 100 series. Head-to-head, 100 wall walks, 100-meter sprint, 100 pirouettes, 100 calories on any type of machine. So many options. Great viewing. What do you think, John?
That's not a bad idea. I'm totally down for 100 series. I will let the pros do it, and then I will pick what I think I can do. And then if somebody wants to pay me $1,000 to do that every time, I am totally down for that. We want to. Nothing can hurt more than last week, so I'm game for any 100 series you want to do.
Yeah, we had not. I think we might have. Let's see if somebody's calling here. Caller, hello. Nothing. All right. Hey, we never caught up about your 100 burpees for time and how you got wrangled into that and then beat five minutes or by a second.
I feel like I got bullied into it, but it all worked out.
Dude, that was when you did that. Do you have any idea? Like, did you look at the clock at all, or were you just going as hard as you could? And
no, I knew I would slow down after like 50. I was thinking I can keep 50 at this kind of fast pace, and it's a little bit faster than 5 minutes. It's like a 4:30 pace.
Yeah.
I knew I would slow down after that though. And I was just thinking, it's just 30 burpees to 80. So if you can just keep slodging on, you get to 80, you'll be able to mentally, I was hoping I could just sprint at home at 80, and I got to 80 with 1 minute left, and I thought I was sprinting, but it didn't look like a sprint. And then I just luckily got it in time.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. I thought you had it at first, and then it looked pretty ugly there around 50. I was nervous for you. Somehow.
Yeah, a lot of people thought I was going to keep slowing down. I'm like, I'll have a sprint. It's just, you know, getting there.
Yeah.
No, that was the question.
That was an amazing, I guess, 12 hours or so to watch Colton and Jake, and then watch Tater Tot, and then yourself.
It puts into perspective how fit those guys really are, because I mean, I don't know if it's the hardest I've ever pushed myself, but like, I sold my soul to do that, and they're beating it by, you know, over a minute. So like it's pretty insane.
And Colton just walks off right after that.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. At Jesse Goodrich, thanks for making my day. And I bought a case of Spade. I'm a new Jake Berman fan. Tanya Bowers, great show. I bought a case of Spade with free shipping. I'm really curious to know how much Spade has been sold in the last week.
We're supposed to get some, right? Has yours been delivered?
Yeah, I got some. It just arrived today, so hopefully you'll be getting yours soon. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to try it out, but I saw the delivery notification. So if you guys haven't tried it, go out, get some Spade, Jake Berman's drink there. At Sam Valenzuela, good job to the Iron Hog. Going to buy some Spade right now. Awesome video. That's three. And at Avera, great show. You gentlemen seem to correlate complex movements and tests with fitness. Untrue. How many people can do 100 bar facing burpees in 319? Are you telling me any test could be simpler, or that the test is not a gauge of fitness? What do you think about that, John? Does it have to be more complex?
If you're testing for the fittest in the world, absolutely. If you're testing for who is the best engine, then no. Like, we could test a 5K run. I would argue that's simpler than a burpee, than bar 100 bar facing burpees. The fastest guy at a 5K run is not the fittest guy in the world. It has to be more complex when you're testing for the fittest man or woman in the world. It's not just an engine test. You know, Brent Fikowski, and I feel comfortable saying this, I don't think he'll get pissed off at it. Brent Fikowski is a fitter human being than Colton Mertens. Brent Fikowski has touched a peak of fitness that Colton Mertens has not touched. I don't care how many home runs Colton has, he's not been there yet. And, you know, probably isn't there now. You know, until he's top five in the games, he's not Brent Fikowski at all. And right. I think Colton Mertens in high school could beat Brent Fikowski now at 100 bar facing burpees per time. So no, and yet like Colton is the best bar facing burpee person in the world, and he's one of the fittest men in the world, but he's also advantaged at being good at that movement. That doesn't mean it is the perfect test of fitness. It's an engine test. Yeah. And it is going to be biased towards shorter people. You know, Jake Berman's not exactly a giant himself.
I think he's 1 inch taller than Colton.
Yeah. I think he's a couple inches tall. But regardless, like, those guys are not as fit as Brent Fikowski. I'll probably give Colton the edge on Hopper, but you know, he's not beaten seventh in the world either. But you know, Hopper's so hit or miss. So I'll probably give Colton the edge on Hopper. But like, they can't dream of beating Colton or Jake in 100 bar facing burpees. So the test has to be more complex to get everything. It's not just an engine test.
Yeah, there's 10 pieces of fitness, and we got to measure more than just one, and that is an engine on burpees. So, and I think that was a lot of in context to, as you're talking about quarterfinals, mm-hmm. and moving throughout the season, like, when do you have to introduce the skills? When do you have to introduce different complex workouts or movements to find the fittest? And I think that's really what the context was. And 100 bar facing burpees is a good test, and it's a fun little thing to do, but it's not crowning the fittest in the world.
It's a good engine test I think if you want to say is 100 bar facing burpees a good engine test, I would say for a sub 10 minute time domain, that's not like a sprint, then yes. Right. Yeah. I think it's a good engine test.
Yeah. Fergie Show, Half Thor is the burpee king. I'm not sure about that, but Julian Ifford, is the phone line working? It doesn't appear to be the case. So I'll have to do some more testing on it. I'm not sure what's going on. It was working again earlier, and then live show happens and it does not work. So yeah, we'll have to catch up to that. So I think that was all of the viewer comments tonight. Again, a lot of them was kind of related to Colton and Jake and Spade. But as for the big news, quarterfinal workouts are out. John, Have you done any of the workouts yet?
I did the clean and jerk workout.
That's event four.
Mm-hmm. And no, it's not because I think I'll be good at it. It's because it's the easiest one to do.
Well, I want to hear out how you did. Let's go and look at the workouts first, and then we'll get to that one and see how well you just did. So I did put out an article with all the workouts as training camps and others put out tips and tricks. I'll be putting it out there. So if you want to go see that, go check out thebarbellspin.com. It's the most recent article. All right. Workout number one. This is due Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. 4 rounds for max reps of 1 minute of snatches, 1 minute of rowing for calories, 1 minute of dumbbell box step ups, and a 1 minute rest. So 135.
Do you want to analyze each workout as we go down?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So 135 pound snatches for the men, 85 for the women, 50 and 35 pound dumbbells, and then a 20 inch box for both the men and the women. This is the fight gone bad that I thought we might see, or fight gone bad style workout we might see in the open. Now it's in quarterfinals instead. Thoughts initially on this one?
Does this count towards your betting with the boys?
I think it was in the open. I don't think I get credit for it.
That's brutal. Because that's such a great call. So just for quarterfinal programming overall, if we're going to talk about it, I think they did a good job. I think, I guess we'll talk about this later once we get them all together. But overall, I think they did a pretty decent job. I think this one is the most strategy involved. I really don't know. I think it's going to be person by person, if you're really good at one of these movements, then you need to hammer this movement. I don't know what's the best way to do it. I honestly am going like wait and kind of watch some YouTube people do it. I might wait and watch Taylor and the rest of the guys do it and see where more reps can be accounted for, because usually in these type of workouts there is a way to game it. There is always one of the movements that you can get more reps on than the other movements. Mm-hmm. Now, how to execute that to perfection is unknown. I will not know until I can see people do it, right? So I'm going to wait and see before I start analyzing it. But I do love the workout. I love that. We'll see what the 20-inch box does. I think that's like a weird wrinkle that guys are 20 inches and girls are also 20 inches.
I think it definitely helps Colton in this situation.
You say it helps Colton, but it's just going to make Hopper that much faster.
It's fair. I don't know.
You can definitely
go faster on it.
Yeah, I like that it's dumbbell box step-ups. And not step overs. I think step overs are much harder, but step ups, you can do way more reps. It also makes it more of a squat, right? Like that squat feeling. It's going to fill your legs up more doing step ups because you have to stand up all the way. Mm-hmm. I do think a lot of people are going to cheat this, and it needs to be, and Hiller is going to have a field day on this one because I think a lot of people are not going to stand up all the way. But I think this workout will hurt people way more than they think. If you want to be good at this workout, to hold paces on all of the minutes, like, I think it's going to hurt a lot. and that rest minute almost makes it hurt more because you give your body time to recover just so you can repeat the same pain that you just did. There is no slowing down.
Speaking of gaming it, so Ben Smith took to Twitter, and I'll just read it to you. He says, quarterfinals workout number one is a rowing workout / test. He adds, not very much separation in either the snatches or the step-ups for the guys. Rowing is the only movement you can really use to gain reps. If I was forced to include this workout, it would look better in the open than in the quarterfinals, but it's just his opinion. Fight gone bad style workouts are some of my favorite training workouts. I'm excited to get after it tomorrow. I just never thought of them as competition workouts due to the fact that all reps aren't quite the same. Mm-hmm. For example, a snatch at 135 is very different to me than one calorie on the rower.
I agree with him somewhat, but I feel like if you're really fast, like you can do dumbbell box step ups at the same rate, probably a faster rate than rowing calories. Because like if you're rowing hard, but like not all out, but you're rowing hard, like yeah. It's about 30 calories a minute, right? That's one dumbbell box step up every 2 seconds. I think that's manageable. Now I'd be able to do it for one round and then I would not be able to repeat it.
Right.
But the fittest will be able to repeat it.
How many snatches in a minute? 15?
That's tough, man. I think maybe 20.
10?
Four sets 20, of five.
What's that? Four sets of five?
Like, here's the thing about that, though. Can you do four sets of five and then row hard?
Right. That's the problem. That's where it gets tricky on this. Same thing with rowing. If you go 30 calories and you go straight into the step-ups, do you get 30 step-ups, too?
Right. I also think that transitions are very important on this workout. I think this workout will take the most strategy out of all of them. But like, so for instance, if you're snatching, like I would want to be in the rower before my minute starts. If I think I can get the most reps on the rower, yeah. I would want to be in that rower by the time that minute hits. And then I would row all the way up to the minute. And then just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like I'm surprised rowing was not the first of the three movements.
So you could start like that.
You could start in the seat. Like, cause you're going to lose time trying to get in there, get it started. Like you probably are better off to not get that last snatch in the last 5 seconds to get seated and get ready.
100%.
You lose a lot more time. So that one, quite the burner, 16 minutes total, 12 minutes of rest or 12 minutes of work. Just seeing this, do you like what you have so far?
I mean, I think the better you are at this workout, the harder the more it will hurt. Like the fitter you are, the more this workout will hurt. For instance, I think this workout is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. But I think it's going to hurt Taylor more than it's going to hurt me. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because you're capable of doing more reps. It doesn't make it any less painful, right? So the pain you feel is going to be the same. Like I'm going to feel the same pain as you, but then I'm doing more reps. So it's going to be more pain, right? And then same way with Taylor, Dallin, and Jason and Colton, they're going to be doing more reps than me. So it's going to be more pain. Like so then it's just... I do think if we agree with Ben Smith, which I mean, I'll take his word for it right now, then I think it's between Dallin and Hopper.
Roman.
Well, I mean, for Taylor versus the world.
Oh, Taylor. Yeah. Yeah. Look who joined. What are you doing?
Welcome to Pussies.
Did you get yourself some brisket?
No. We thought about it, though.
So you're where are you right now?
We're in Sevierville.
Oh, that's one of the big ones. That's like isn't that the biggest Buc-ee's? Yeah. I drove past that a few months ago and saw it under construction, and I heard that it was going to be the largest Buc-ee's in the country.
I stop in it every time now that I go to Spartanburg. I have like a few things that I do when I always go to Spartanburg or come back from Spartanburg. One is go to Buc-ee's. And now, because of Sevon and Hiller, I always go to Popeye's on the way back. It fits with the whole Spartanburg, sort of the aura.
So how far away is Knoxville from Spartanburg? And how long have you been on the road?
Been on the road since one-ish. I got another 2.5 hours, 3, probably.
Vindicate, Buc-ee's is on his list to stop on the way to Crescendo. So,
yeah,
anybody traveling? hit up Bucky's. Before you get back on the road, Tyler, what are your thoughts on the first workout? Fight one bad style.
I like that one. I'm wondering, because the box step-ups are the same for men and women, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, like, it'll even the playing field a little bit for the men, I guess, to get, like, the most reps. But I'm wondering who in the world sets the most reps and if it's a man or a woman.
Oh, men all the way.
Men all the way?
Yeah, it's rowing calories, Tyler. If it's rowing calories and the height is the same box, it's not going to be close.
That's a good point. They should have adjusted the row cals then, I think, to make it, like, more fair.
You know who I really like for this workout?
Who's that?
On the women's side? The Claw. I think the Claw.
The Claw!
The Claw is going to dominate this one. If I was going to put any money on, I'd say the Claw.
I like that. Who do you think of the boys? I mean, I think Taylor has a good shot. It's like in this workout. I mean, I know he's going against Jason and Dallin, but it's like, to me, the other movements make it even. Do you not agree?
Nope.
No, I think on the rowing piece, it's short enough. I think that Hopper and Dallin can.
My prediction can take is over. It's going to go one. Dallin, Hopper, Taylor, Colton.
On that workout.
On this workout, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Taylor's going to upset somebody on this one. I agree. Like at first glance, I think it seems like Taylor shouldn't.
This is power output on the rower, though. It's not endurance. It's power output. It's
not a 20-minute workout.
It's way less engine-y workout. It's a way less engine workout. It's way more.
So you think this workout is just all row, basically?
That's what Ben Smith said.
I think it's a lot of row.
Fair enough. I really like the handstand workout. The handstand push-up workout. You all like
love
that one?
I love that workout, Tyler.
We have not gone to that one. Let's see if we.
It might
skip
be my favorite
down.
Workout. It's workout three.
We'll go to workout three while Tyler's still around. So workout three. Three rounds, 10 handstand push-ups, 20 toes to bar. Then two rounds of 10 strict handstand push-ups, 5 rope climbs, and one round of 10 chest-to-wall handstand push-ups and 20 ring muscle-ups. There's your rope climbs, Tyler. You got half of it right.
I'm so upset. I swear they were listening.
No high rocks for me, man. I was ready. Listen. So, like, just for all the people listening, I looked up high rocks races to see. Oh, like, I'm gonna have to do a freaking high rocks. And then there's only two in America this year, like left. It's one's in New York and one's in California or somewhere like that.
Anaheim.
And I was like, okay, well, and I had it diagrammed because I was convinced that I was going to have to do this. And I had 1,000 meters mapped out in my gym. I had each station where I was going to put each station. And I was just going to make it like a Saturday event where, like, we were going to do our own little local high rocks that I just created. And because it's all the same stuff, right? It would just be very, like, backyard. But we would go by what, you know, they do, like what station is in what order. And then I was just going to have somebody video me doing it and I'd be like, okay, I did my high rocks. I've paid my dues. But I don't have to anymore. So
I'm happy for you, John.
I would have rather GHDs than rope climbs. I'll be honest with you, but it's okay.
All right, so I'm going to jump off here for that. I got to go.
Go out, get to a CrossFit crash.
See you tomorrow.
All right. So, going back to, I guess we'll go back to the first one real quick. In the world, best man, best woman, John.
I think Dallin is going to smoke this workout. I really do. Roman is a good call too. I really just think, I mean, I agree with Ben Smith. I feel like it's just going to be who are your best rowers, but I feel like Dallin is one of the best, like, grind work kind of guys out there. And he's like, I like him on the dumbbell, but I like him for, like, sprinting the row and then being able to hold pace in the dumbbell box step ups. I don't know what to think of the snatches.
I don't like, again, like if you're great at them, you get what, 2-3 reps maybe per minute, but at what expense, right? Like, again, all it's going to come down to is how many calories you get and then how much can you actually push on probably on that, on those box step ups and eke out a few more reps. But I feel like the snatches are going to be pretty much a wash for the top athletes who are gunning for the top spot.
I do too.
Workout two also due Saturday night. 3 rounds for time, 50 wall ball shots, 50 lateral burpee box jump overs, or just burpee box jump overs, however you want to get over it, it seems like. Because you can be facing the box if you want to, or you can do them laterally. 20-minute time cap, standard everything, wall balls and box jumps.
I think this is the most devastating workout of the four. And like, it just looks like an engine workout, but I want to put this in perspective. This is 150 burpee box jump overs. Now, if you, so like I've done a good engine workout. I like for like regular people. Like if you have a decent engine at a regular CrossFit class or, you know, regular CrossFit gym, not competitors, is a 10-minute EMOM, 10 burpee box jump overs. Yeah. If you can do 10 for 10, like you're pretty good cardio wise, like I offer regular folks.
Yeah.
And in a workout, I think that's a good pace. Right. Like if you're moving, you're doing other things, I think that's a really good pace. That's 15 minutes.
Right.
15 minutes. And then you have 150 wall ball shots in 5 minutes.
All that. Yeah.
In 5 minutes, which is basically unbroken. I don't think very many people are going to finish this workout. I think this is one of the ones where like the elite will finish it. But you have to be really good to finish this workout. It's not just something that like if you're decently fit, you can finish. Like this is an elite engine workout. I just think 150 burpee box jump overs is so many. And then not to mention like that, like the 150 wall ball shots, like it's taking it out of your press. So yeah, I think you're doing 150 push-ups too, mm-hmm. technically. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's, I think it's going to take like your shoulders and your pressing muscles. I think it's going to take a lot out of those. Travis, your engine B. might be Travis. I didn't say only elite will finish. I said you have to be really good. This is one where the elite people will be different than really good people.
Yeah, this is one where I think you look at it and you're like, oh, everybody can do it, but to do it fast, it's going to take something special.
That's cool, Travis. How much? Have your girlfriend do workout 4 and tell me what she does with that. Okay. Get out of here, Travis.
I like Mirham. I would.
I'm gonna take Patrick Bellner to win for the men, though. I think Patrick Bellner is gonna smoke workout too.
How about Travis Mayer?
Not as good as Patrick Bellner.
Not, I don't think it'll be fast enough on the burpees.
Yeah,
I think the burpee box jump overs are.
It's way more of a burpee workout than a wall ball workout. Way more, about 3 times as more.
yeah, we know Travis, the other Travis, Vindicate Travis, could not do this.
No, I know. In the time cap.
World record time is 16:05. I don't know who that is yet. Vellner looks older than Mayer. Vellner's still fitter than Mayer mm-hmm. at this point. How Colton, Dallin, Taylor, like
this is the hardest one to predict for those four. It's the hard. I do.
Why do you say that?
I just don't know who's going to win.
I think Taylor has a good shot at this one.
I don't think he has a bad shot.
But I think Colton and Taylor will be the two that they really do the reverse of what happens in the first workout.
I disagree with that.
I think Dallin will still take third over Jason.
No, I out of literally all four of them, I don't know. I think Dallin and Hopper will be better than you think on this. Dallin and Hopper are the wall balls are nothing for them. Like it's about like what the toll. I know they'll all probably do the wall balls unbroken, but it's the toll that takes. It's the energy that takes in your shoulders and your pressing muscles. And Dallin and Hopper will have less energy expenditure on those than Taylor and Colton. And I know Taylor is awesome at burpees, but burpee box jump overs and burpees are different. I think Taylor will be fine. I think he'll be in the running. He might win, but like I just don't think I don't think it's a given any four of them ahead of the other one. This is the hardest one. I'm telling you, I think they're all going to be really, really close, and it'll be come down to who can sprint the last 50 at the end. But it's not a 6 minute who can hurt more. This is just who is the fittest endurance wise. I think this is way more of an endurance test than a who can hurt the most test.
Barkley Dale, the Be Friendly Stats Department, and Jeopardy Wizard on Get With The Programming. With the predictive model I've run, workout two is the closest of all the workouts.
Yeah, with my brain, I just said that, Barkley. I don't need some fancy predictive model that I'm going to take 5 hours to build in the computer. I just think it.
How tall is Taylor? I think he's 5'10".
He's probably 5'10" with shoes on. I'm 5'10" and I'm a hair taller than Taylor. Well, like not a lot. Like we're basically the same height, but I have him like by a very small margin.
Yeah. Chelsea Miller, Emma Lawson, and Danielle Brandon for the women. I like the Emma Lawson pick.
Dude, I don't know, man. You know who I would have picked for this workout? Emma freaking Carey. I think Emma Carey would rock this workout, and she's not doing it.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Yeah, it is step down, so you can't. But I don't think that matters.
I think it hurts people like Taylor.
Yeah. Because you can't go as fast. I mean, it's kind of like
it hurts Colton.
What was that? Was it the what was it called? Intervals during the games with the step downs?
I don't think it's like that. I don't think
From a standpoint of you can't make up that much ground on
on
the burpee box jump overs when you have to step down.
But I think we will see it though. Like over 150, they will
start. Sure. Yeah, you will. You will. I mean, in that workout, you could definitely make it back up on the row if you went hard. But by the time you got to the box jump overs, like you pretty much knew you were set. This one, if the wall balls, again, if you can do them unbroken, there's no room to gain. You're going to have to go hard on those. I think the elites are all going to be written the same ballpark.
I think Daniel Brandon is a good call. Emma Lawson didn't win the interval workout on the box jump. She won it on the row.
Yeah. But she did well in.
That's not a bad call. Workout one.
What's that?
Emma Lawson. Like she's the more I think about it, I'm really liking that.
Yeah. I would agree with that one.
Laura Horvath might win workout one.
She's very good at the rower as well. So. And the step-ups, I'm sure, will not be an issue with her at all.
No.
Workout three, JR's favorite workout. We already went through the description. I like
this. This is my favorite workout, too.
Probably the hardest when it comes to broadcasting, Taylor versus the world. Probably the hardest to do, to set up your video, to make it work for an affiliate. If you were in being competitive, you can't do it in a class setting. You have to... you got to move stuff around and figure out how to make this so you're not running all over the place. But a bunch of handstand push-ups, I guess a bunch of handstand push-ups, rope climbs, ring muscle ups, 15-minute time cap.
I mean, how easy do you think this is to finish?
For me, I'm not finishing. for anybody that makes it to the games, they finish easily.
I'm doing the math right now.
I mean, 10 handstand pushups aren't going to take anything.
At the end of it, it might.
No, I'm saying the first 10 handstand pushups. Like, you get through those first couple rounds in a few minutes.
I think this will take me 12 to 13.
Right. So if it takes you 12 to 13, I mean, again, anybody at the games is going to be finishing well under the time cap.
Right. You know, for sure. Yeah. For sure. For sure. I was just wondering.
Is this one where Tyler beats you?
No. Tyler didn't beat me in one open workout.
I thought he beat you in one.
No, he beat me in the workout one, and then I redid it.
No, that's
and
right.
And then I beat, yeah. No, I like his best shot at beating me is something that's very easy to do. The harder it is, the better I'm going to be. Like, if these were chest to wall deficit handstand pushups, I would rank even higher. If it was 40 muscle ups, I would rank higher. Like, I'm not beating people like Taylor, but like, you know what I mean? Like, the harder the workout looks or is hard to do, the higher I will rank.
I just know Tyler, if he's going to beat you at anything, it's probably going to be the gymnastics.
Yeah, he's really good at handstand pushups. That's his best thing. But I'm also very good at handstand pushups. I think he likes bringing up handstand pushups because he's really good at it, but we're pretty much the same on handstand pushups.
Yeah. Are you surprised to see rope climbs after teams not having it? A lot of talk about most affiliates could do it. I mean, well-equipped garage gyms can do it. I don't have a 15-foot garage, so that doesn't matter. But are you surprised to see it, given kind of where we're at in the programming?
Yeah. Y'all had me convinced that it wasn't going to be there. Y'all had me convinced that quarterfinals was going to be trash. And I'm not mad at quarterfinals at all. I think in the past, like, we would have had a fifth workout, and that fifth workout would be something sprinty.
Yeah.
Like the 30 cal row, 20 burpee box jump over, 10 snatches, 185. Like, we would have had a workout like that as the fifth workout. And so, like, obviously I biasedly would like that, like, would like to have that. But as far as the four workouts, if it's well balanced or not, I think it's really, really well done. Like, this is all gymnastics, all gymnastics. It's not necessarily breathy, but the fitter you are, the more breathier it will be, because you're not going to stop from muscle fatigue.
Right.
The same with the barbell. The stronger you are, the fitter you are, the more reps you'll do. The stronger you are, the fitter you get. Blah, 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 blah. But it's all barbell. And then the second one is all engine, straight engine. And then the first one is a little bit of everything. A little bit biased in the engine side, but, you know, to move 135 over and over again, it's power output repeats, right?
Right.
I think it's a very, very well balanced test. My only nitpick would be is that, like, I would have liked another barbell on the strength one. But we'll get there when we get there. But I love this workout. I think this will be the most fun workout to do. I think it's very grippy. And I think this is going to be the workout that Taylor wins.
This is Taylor's?
I think Taylor's going to win it. I know everybody's going to want to pick Colton. But you show me something that Taylor can't do. And Taylor is a monster on ring muscle-ups. If it was more handstand push-ups, I might pick Colton. But Colton might have a slight lead, and then Taylor will make that up on the rope climbs. I know Colton's not bad at rope climbs, but 10 rope climbs is a lot. If Colton has to do 2.5,
do you think anybody breaks? Do you think Colton or Taylor break up on any of them? On the ones that you can't do, they can't. They have to break up on the 20 muscle ups at the end. Yeah. 10-10 or 11-9 or something like that.
I don't know. I would be shocked if they didn't break. I'll put it like that. Here's the thing is that you're going like, yes, you see 20 muscle ups in the end and you think, man, they'll be capable of that for sure. You're not wrong, but they're going to go 10 handstand pushups and then 20 toes to bar unbroken as fast as they can. And then they're going to go 10 strict handstand pushups unbroken, 5 rope climbs, 2 rounds of that as fast as they can. Their grip is going to be shot. And then they'll have 10 wall facing handstand pushups. They'll be able to do that. But yeah, it is going to take it out of your muscles, like your shoulder muscles. And like, I just don't think that's so much to do to then just do 20 muscle ups unbroken. You know what I mean?
And I think probably doesn't really, I mean, unless it's a really close race, it probably won't matter. Right. You can come down once, shake it out 5 seconds, go back up. It's not going to make that big of a difference if you've been able to go unbroken or make it up the rope climbs easy. Any predictions on the men's side?
As the winner?
As the overall winner worldwide?
Noah Olsen.
If he does it.
Oh, that's right. He's not.
He does it. What about Victor Hoffer? Is there enough separation there to be able to do something like that?
I don't know. Does he do... Here's the thing. Like, I don't know if he's a...
I mean, he's highly skilled. He can do all of it very well.
I know, but the handstand push-ups might tire him. Like, yeah, he's a great gymnastics, right, but like handstand push-ups is not like, it's more of just muscle fatigue put in your arms.
Adler.
I don't know, man. Adler's a decent call, but he's gonna win workout 4. So I can't pick him for this.
This is one where I would say that Colton has a chance of winning the whole thing, which if you say that Taylor has a chance of beating Colton, I mean,
yeah, I think Taylor's got a shot.
Very top.
I think Taylor's got a shot to be a top tier scorer. It's hard for me to pick Taylor against somebody like Bellner. I feel like Bellner will just find a way to be faster. There's a reason he's the second fittest guy in the world forever, however many years. But I think Taylor will have a top tier in the world score in this workout.
Yeah. On the women,
I think Alexis Raptus is going to be really good at this workout.
Very good at this.
Alexis Raptus. I think Alex Kazan will be really good at this workout. Those two would probably be my pick.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Rebecca Fusile.
Here's the thing. I think their fitness will overcome Fusile's gymnastic prowess. For instance, maybe. I don't think either of those two care about the open at all. This matters. They're going to take this seriously. This is the workout of the day.
Wadzami, no Spiegel.
Nope.
And then we'll move on to the last workout. Workout 4, John, you've done this one. 10 clean and jerks. Rest a minute. 10 more clean and jerks at a bigger weight. Rest a minute. 10 more at a higher weight. And then the max reps, 245 for the men, 165 for the women. How many total reps, John, did you get this afternoon?
Well, I don't know if I want to reveal all that, man.
You don't want to give somebody a target to go chase?
No, I think I said it already, but I think I'm going to keep it, not say it again.
Gunning for that top spot.
I don't mind telling top people my score, but there's a lot of people that are on my level that I don't feel like telling.
You don't want to give it to them. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's already out there. So I commented it and then I was like, I probably shouldn't have commented it.
The one super heavyweight, it's all barbell, not paired with anything else. Do you like that?
I think if you're going to have the all gymnastics workout that you just had, then like this has to be all barbell. And yeah. I really feel like you have an all engine one, an all gymnastics one, an all lifting one, and then one that's a little bit of everything. And for four tests, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
My only nitpick is I wish there was one more barbell. I think, for instance, what slowed me down was breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just tired. It wasn't strength. I do think there'll be guys that are fitter than me that will beat my score that aren't necessarily stronger than me. For instance, something like Taylor will beat my score just because he's fitter. Yeah. Where if there was a 65 pound barbell, and if you guys think if you have that minute rest again, you're gonna have one minute to do 265. Right. For guys who are strong, you'll have around 1 minute to do 265. And I think that would have been an amazing race for minute to do 265 as many as you can. And that's a heavy weight to try to cycle as fast as you can. Or 245 for especially the elites, I don't think there will be a ton of separation. There will be separation. I just don't think there will be a ton. And I think if you had one more barbell, there would be. But I was super nitpicky. I think it's a great test. Only qualm with it.
Can anybody beat Laura Horvath?
No.
On the men's side of the games, people.
No. Laura Jack Horvath Farlow. Will have more than every man, too.
Yes.
No, I'd pick Jeff.
Definitely at the 165.
You guys, you're not listening to me. You're picking Gi and Jack Farlow. It's a 245 pound barbell. It's not heavy enough for those guys to beat people like Jeff Adler. He's too fit. I don't think Gi or Jack Farlow will be top 10. I don't think they'll be top 10 in this workout because it's not heavy enough to have that type of separation. I think Jeff Adler's untouchable in this workout. I can't see anybody beating Jeff in this workout. You go look at any workout wherever he's cycling a heavy barbell, he is the best by far. There's nobody close, right? Yeah. Well, how did Jack Farlow do in 225 Grace at Rogue? Somebody want to tell me how Jack Farlow did in 225 Grace? Because he wasn't freaking close to Jeff Adler. That's what the freak I'm talking about. It's still fitness.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is it's a fitness strength test. The gymnastics workout is a fitness gymnastics test. Right? And that's fine. That's how it should be. If you wanted to make it more of a strength test, there should be another barbell. But if you don't, that's okay too. I still think it's a great test. But you need to stop with the Jack Farlow and the Gi Malharos. If Jack Farlow and Gi Malharos have a top score, that means I also will have a top score. And I'm telling you, I am not going to have a top score in this. It will be good, but it's not going to be an elite thing. The fitter guys will be ahead of those guys. I think Dallin Pepper will win for the guys
on the Taylor versus the world.
Yes.
Yep. So those are the four workouts.
Who do you got in that one? I do think that one.
Adler, I think, is again. I think the initial reaction is what were saying.
Taylor versus the world.
Oh, Taylor versus the world. Possibly Hopper, but I think it'll be Dallin Hopper. And then
I think Colton will be pretty good at this one, man.
I think so too. I think Dallin. I think these workouts line up very well for Dallin. Very, very well.
Ah, he generally does really good at quarterfinals. I think quarterfinals lines up really, really good for him. And then I think semifinals lines up really good for Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, completely agree. All right. I want to shift now. Oh, LDY 2742. John, you're going to have to redo this.
Nope.
One and done for everything for you, John.
I think I'll repeat the gymnastics one. I'll probably do it as good as I can and then try to pace out what would be better than that or where I got slow and then try to pace that one. the burpee one, I will not redo for the fact that it's going to be the worst one. I'm just going to give my best effort, and that's going to be what it's going to be. And then workout one, I kind of think as long as I'm smart about it and I execute well, it'll be, you know, it'll kind of be hard to beat as far as for me to beat it again, because they're just 1 minute intervals. If you do it right the first time, there's nothing you can really change.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. All right. So I don't know if you guys have watched, I don't know if John, you've had a chance to watch, Pedro Coffee Pods and Wads did, I don't know, 5 or 6 of these strictly press, basically a press interview, of a bazillion different coaches, sometimes coach athletes. Went through them all. I went through all, clipped them out, got 14 minutes of some of the best content. I want to go through it. I highly recommend you guys go back through. I pulled just a few clips for us to kind of discuss. As you listen to these, John, I want you to try to think, are they telling the truth?
Okay.
Or are they giving a spin to Pedro? Because if you listen to it, you'll find a trend. Most of it is very positive. So take a listen. It's at 1.25 speed, so we can get through a little bit quicker. We'll go through a whole range of stuff, similar to what Savon does with the Week in Review. So here we go.
Amanda, how are things going there? How's her injury? How's she feeling?
Yeah, good, Amanda. We've all just come over to HWPR HQ now in Vermont. Everyone got in yesterday. So we've done one training session so far, and it was a big muscle-up session. Ticked all the boxes. Great progress made in the last few weeks, especially. Yeah.
Amanda Barnhart, doing some muscle-up sessions. Everything's great. When you look at quarterfinals, do you think he's telling...
You better hope that everything went great at those muscle-up
sessions. Everything that she's going through, I know she's been doing some. Based on the quarterfinal workouts, there's only 20 ring muscle ups. Do you think she gets a pass on this one? Like, she can qualify based on what we have, the workouts?
Yeah.
Would something like that be an issue?
I do. Well, Amanda Barnhart is very, very good at handstand pushups. Very good at handstand pushups. So I think where other women will be slow, she will not be. So, like, if she's cautious on, it's just 20 at the end. So if she can do them, like, really at all, she could go 6.554
and still
and just kind of coast that in, and it's still a hard enough workout that she'll be fine. Plus, take that into account, she's going to mash the rowing interval one and then mash the clean and jerk one, right? Like, she's got, and then the burpee one she's not gonna mash, but I think with these workouts, I think she'll be fine. If she can do that, like if it's pain free and she can do them, even if she's cautious, I think she'll be fine.
Yep. Here we go.
There's hesitation there, but it's just because the shoulder's not in the same position it was a year ago, but progress is definitely happening.
What about Brooke?
Very similar. So Brooke's here as well. We've got Brooke and Amanda. And we've just run through another very similar session. It's like a similar injury, but also quite different at the same time in terms of what they need to do to, help the issue get better.
Brooke Wells, torn labrum, also muscle ups, been an issue. I saw that she posted something on Instagram. She's doing them again. Same situation as Amanda, kind of got a pass on these quarterfinal workouts.
I think it's different for Brooke.
Oh, different. How so?
I just don't believe in Brooke.
that simple?
Yeah. I mean, Yeah. I mean, like, if Brooke makes it, cool. I don't really think Brooke is going to be that good.
What would your odds be that Brooke qualifies for semifinals?
She's still one of the fittest women in the world, is the thing. Like, you know.
Right. I mean, the first workout, I don't think the snatches, 85-pound snatches are not going to be an issue for her.
I'm going to say 50-50.
50-50, really? All because of this gymnastics workout?
No. I just don't think she's going to be... I think Amanda Barnhart will be good, better than her at three of the four workouts. So like, even if their shoulders are the same, I think Amanda Barnhart will just be better than Brooke Wells. Like, I don't think, I think Amanda Barnhart will be a better than Brooke at the clean and jerk workout. I think she'll be better than Brooke at the rowing workout. I think, and then at the handstand pushup ring muscle up workout, I think she'll be better than Brooke. I actually think Brooke will be better on the burpee workout, but three versus four. You know what I mean? So like, say Amanda's 24th, Brooke is 50. You know, you see what I'm saying?
I'm not as negative on Brooke as you are. I think the programming actually fits both of them to make it through much better than we thought going into today.
Yeah. Yo, there's not stuff that she's not going to be able to do, but women are fit, man. Like, I just.
Yeah, but you got to look at the 40th person that's going to qualify.
It's
out of fair. North America East. Like, yeah, I think they have a lot of leeway to try to.
And the women are not as good as the men, like depth wise. I you know, you're right. I think should make it.
There's nothing. It's not like the first one isn't three rounds of 20 muscle ups or three rounds of 15 muscle ups or something like that on it. Like, I get it's at the end, but again, like, she could do doubles and probably still make it through and still be. That'd be her worst workout where she can still.
I'll put it like, I think Miriam Monroe beats both of them.
Overall worldwide ranking?
Yeah.
Could be. Josh Marilla talking about Haley Adams.
Moving or, you know, throwing an eye beyond quarterfinals into semifinals, is that something that you're in any way concerned about, like in-person competition and the fact that it's been a while since she's done it? And or are you expecting her to just slip back into that kind of mode of focus?
We've actually had lots of conversations about this. She doesn't treat the quarterfinals any different than she would semifinals. And, you know, she's a very seasoned athlete. So, you know, we're going to rely on that experience.
Just rely on the experience, get through it. I mean, I feel like Haley, again, she's just going to cruise onto this.
Yeah. And Haley's a 90% lifter, right? Which means like she can move 90% of her max really, really well.
Right.
And I don't think the weight is heavy enough to stop Haley. I think she'll be able to do 165 fine. I think she'll be able to power clean and power jerk all of that. And so I think she'll do well at the clean and jerk workout because it's not the only thing Haley doesn't do well is top end strength. That's the only thing she doesn't do well.
There's nothing in this.
Everything else, Haley is a monster. That's literally, and Haley, like, not just like she's good. She's a monster at everything except top end strength.
Right.
And that's why she'll never win. That's why she might not podium ever, because she takes last place in two workouts every year. But if it's not those things, she's one of the best women in the world. Now, I don't know if she's still that because she took a hiatus, but I'm going to believe she is until she shows me that she's not anymore. When it comes to Gleisa Brooke, which is why I'm so down on Brooke, she's shown me that she's not anymore.
Right.
Right. And like, maybe she just had a bad year. She comes back. She's great. Well,
she was awesome. Definitely hurt, but
that's awesome. Show that resilience. Right. And make it back and get back to the game. She definitely was hurt for sure. And I'm probably way too hard on Brooke, but if she makes it back to the games, then she's made it back. I'll have more faith in her, but that's why I don't have faith in her, because she's already shown me that she's on the downhill trend, right? Barnhart took a hiatus, still made the games, was just hurt. You know what I mean?
I guess. I still would put Brick as being able to qualify for semifinals easily. Ariel Lowen? Yeah. I think both, given this programming, I think looking at a lot of it, like I talked about last week, I think this really looks like beefed up open workouts from 6-7 years ago. From the style of what they're testing.
I think it just looks like open workouts 5 years ago.
Some degree. But yeah, I mean, I guess with the 50
pounds. We had 265 snatches in 2017. 265 snatches.
Now it's clean and jerks.
at 245.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Somebody wants to put Hyrox back on the table. Can you do a
Hyrox? No, absolutely not. Because she should make it. She should. She absolutely should make it. But if she doesn't, she's been heading that way. That's all I'm saying. She absolutely should make it. It should be fine. She should be great. She should make the games. She should make the games. I'm just saying, if she doesn't, she's been on the downhill trend.
All right, here we go. Ariel Owen.
Last we saw of you, quite a busy offseason. You were in Birmingham. The Open and that travel and the kind of hectic offseason, are you feeling good? Are you feeling like there's no like little niggles or wears and tears?
The niggles. That was definitely a trend if you watch any of these. Big niggles type guy, Pedro.
Bears or anything that you're concerned about the next couple of months?
Yeah, as Ariel Owen's coach of Ariel Owen, the biggest thing right now is like pulling back the reins of a horse. I know it needs to be done. Probably after quarterfinals, I'll start ramping up a little bit. But right now, it's just like making sure, like, I'm just chilling, I'm just relaxing, I'm having fun. So when it's time to go hard, we let the reins go and we go crazy.
Your boy.
Is that a smart move for somebody like Ariel?
Yeah.
Just, I mean, cruising. I think...
Go ahead.
Is there anybody that you'd have concerns about, like, they need to peak for quarterfinals that were at the games last year?
No.
Is it pretty simple?
Yeah. I think people like Yella Hosta need to be fitter than people like Ariel Lowen. I think he needs to have like a little mini peak. maybe even like Fikowski, yeah. Where like you just know four workouts, if there's one that you are disadvantaged because of your size, it like you, I mean, you know that, right? Like, so, yeah. And they're smart people. Like, so like, I feel like those guys might need to be closer to their peak fitness than somebody like Ariel Lowen, who's just going to be good at everything. Like, it doesn't matter. But no.
Yeah. Matt Torres from Brute.
He's then, so James and Dallin both came off huge seasons.
James, you know, it was great for James to have the showing that he had at Wakapalooza. You know, finally we're putting together a healthy year for him.
Healthy year. I think James just posted that he hurt his back or something like that, like last week. So that's where I'm talking about, like, do we believe everybody that's it's on here, right? Like, is James healthy or is he not? I don't know.
You know, he's hitting his stride nicely as far as the strength gains that he needs to be making. I'm really excited for James this year. I always told people that I thought James was, you know, born to be a games athlete. The dude's naturally aerobic. You know, when we get to the CrossFit Games, it is extremely important to be able to get out and run, be able to do some longer odd object things as well.
Coach Alden has a few people on his roster. So, you know, obviously John Young.
There you go, John. John Young.
Danielle Brandon, Kelsey Keel, Rose Scott, are they all feeling good, firing all cylinders, no injuries, no niggles, no, you know, doubts and anything there?
Kelsey, this has been her best year of training so far. Stepping away from team, coming into the individual side. I mean, we can follow her progress pretty much like weekly on her Instagram story. So you can kind of see like she looks like a completely different human, but she still has that strength that everyone knows her for.
Does it?
John, you train under Coach L along with Kelsey. Mm-hmm. Do you guys see how each of you guys are doing? Do you share? Do you have a kind of message board or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, we don't. I think I talk to Kelsey maybe like a DM or two once every 2 weeks. It's not like a lot or anything like that. But I worked out with her at the camp we have a Brute camp and worked out with her and Ariel Saunders. I think that's somebody. Or Ariel Saunders, mm-hmm, is somebody to watch out for. I think she'll make semis. Another athlete under Coach Up. But yeah, Kelsey is ripped the freak up. Like she, whenever he goes, she looks like a different person. She really does. I'm really excited to see what she does. The clean and jerk workout, she might give Laura a run for her money. I don't think she'll beat Laura. Listen, Laura is not touchable. Okay. I will not bet against Laura Horvath in a lifting event.
Yeah.
Laura is untouchable. But I bet you Kelsey does something crazy too. And for the most part, these workouts line up good for her. The burpee one's going to be rough, but it's going to be rough for a lot of people. So,
I didn't realize this, but she moved to Louisiana, so she is in the West.
Yeah. Yeah, so. No, and like training every day with Ariel and Will Leahy comes out there sometimes. Brandon Luckett, he trains there sometimes. Brandon Luckett's like an hour away, so like they get together a lot. I'm telling you, like Kelsey Keel is a name to watch for, because like I think people kind of disregard her a little bit. Dude, she's coming.
After her Wodapalooza qualifier, I think people were concerned.
And by the way, we did two Wodapalooza workouts as part of the camp. Like it wasn't even, we weren't fresh or anything. And then we just did it. We did workout five minutes after workout four. So like, it wasn't like, you know, you see these rankings, everybody's not the same. Like I know for the fittest experience, there's a guy that I talked to from time to time. And like, he like peaked for the fittest experience qualifier. Like he was everything to him. And it was like the second workout of my training session for me. Like it wasn't something I peaked for. It's just I was sore half the time when I did that stuff. And then because I thought I'd have no problem getting in, right? Like you can't just look at qualifying. You can't look at qualifiers. You have to look at the stuff that matters or in live competition. Qualifiers mean nothing because you don't know everybody's situation when they're doing them. The only thing that matters is open quarterfinals where you see their videos, and then semifinals live action, unless it's like Wodapalooza or Rogue and you're like, you're actually there. Right. Yeah. But no, I think I'm excited to see what she does.
Yeah. Fergie Show. What about Tia? Still hurt. You have to watch.
Okay. Well,
Nick Johnston was interviewed. It's coming.
She's niggled up.
Yeah. She has a few niggles, but, is improving.
Is it different when there's a bit of a target on his back?
I think it feels different, definitely. Like now that we've achieved the goal, like the expectation is there where it wasn't in the past. But in terms of just training and how we approach the season, everything like that, it's the same, basically. Like we always try to adapt every year, change something, make sure that we're pushing his fitness forward. Like the goal, if you want to win the game, is to be the fittest. So I need to keep improving your fitness.
The goal has been achieved.
We'll see. The workouts aren't the same.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was the fittest in 2023.
He was one hurt, broken foot from being second fittest.
Yeah. Listen, Jeff Adler has just as much of a chance to win the CrossFit Games as two other people. He really does. I don't think there is much separating those three guys at all. And I think they all have their own type of home runs. And the more we learn about the games, the more the picture will become more clear. I think the fact that it's indoors, he usually does really good at the indoor workouts. But then, like, but you also look like, I mean, he was really good at the bike. He was really good at the run. Those are also stuff that Ricky is really, really good at. And Roman, too. Like, all three of them are good at the outside stuff. So,
right. If anybody, though, I would say Adler is probably the least – is the worst at odd things thrown at him.
For sure. But I don't think being inside negates the odd things being thrown at them.
Right.
And I think Dave will be very creative and finding, if since most of it's inside, there's going to be a creative odd thing. There's probably going to be a couple of them.
Right.
And then it's just going to be who adapts the best. And I will say, I think Roman is the best at adapting. I think Vellner's the best at adapting, period, out of all of them.
Really?
But yeah.
Vellner?
100%. When something new comes up that we've never seen before, Vellner is better than everybody. I think Vellner is more athletic than everybody. I think Vellner adapts better than any other athlete. I would argue that's his greatest trait. Better than Matt Fraser. If it's something neither one of them have ever seen, Patrick is usually really, really good. Climbing snail. What did he get? He got second place. Fikowski was first. Only guy that beat him. When Elizabeth Elevated came out, the parallel dip bars, what happened? He won, beat everybody by a lot. I get it. He's a gymnast. Right.
That's the thing. A lot of the gymnastics-based things that are new, he's going to...
Chaos. Nobody knew what was going on there. Yeah. He won that. Like, if it's new, he's usually pretty awesome. And if Jeff is the opposite, fair. If it's new, he's usually pretty trash.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, but Roman is also, I think Roman is very good at adapting too, but I think Valner is better than everybody when it comes to adapting to new things. And then Ricky's hit or miss. Sometimes Ricky will be great and sometimes he will not be great.
There you go. JR agrees with you. Josh Woolley from Mammoth Training Methods. He is the coach of Emma Lawson and Jack Farlow. Listen closely to what he has to say about them.
Coming off the back of the Open, I guess to start with Emma, is she feeling good? There's no niggles, she has no concerns or anything other than the usual wear and tear?
Yeah, no, I think for the most part, she's feeling pretty good. People see what they see on social media and then think everything is always peachy in these athletes' lives, but they definitely go through some stuff. So we've been dealing with a few things kind of outside of the gym, but everything's good and I know she's excited for.
Speaking of.
Well, that's interesting. Things are good in the gym, but not great outside of the gym. Why any concerns? I don't know. That was one of the few times that anybody spoke and didn't say something super positive.
Are her and Jack on the rocks?
I don't know.
That would suck.
It would be.
I would immediately think Jack Farlow is no longer an up and comer.
At that point.
Well, he's got one of the best training partners in the world, man.
That's true.
I don't know if they broke up. Don't start that rumor. I don't know.
It was just very odd.
Somebody might have passed away. You know what I mean? Like she might have had something bad. Like if everything's good in the gym, you know what I mean? She might have just had something that comes up, like some personal thing.
Yeah. Hopefully it's nothing serious and it's just getting through it.
Hopefully it's not like mental.
Right. Right.
We're 6-for-6 and we need to put a 21 age limit on when you can join the games.
Yeah, if Emma Lawson
just for women. Men are cool. 21, you gotta be 21 or older for women.
Yeah. Here we go. Facundo. Oh, hang on.
He had a very, very good showing in Miami and Wadapalooza. He seems to have made some changes in the offseason, like mentally as well as some of his training maybe that he's been doing. Are you expecting big things this year?
I talked to Guy yesterday, actually. He was very happy. It is true that, Guy spoke openly about his struggles he had last year. I think that we can say that is in the past, and this year he could concentrate differently.
Guy is happy. Happy Guy is a good Guy. So there you go.
I guess, man. I want to see fast running Guy.
Yeah, he's got to show us some speed. He'll get into Copacura no problem, but. We'll see how he does.
He's been happy before. That doesn't do anything.
He won games events when he was happy. He was not happy last year. Adam Niefer, Justin Medeiros.
He on the outside would have said, and I'm sure he said himself, that last season would have been classified as a disappointment for him compared to the years that came before it. Is it difficult to kind of lift things to bounce back after that? Or with someone like him, is it easy because he's just desperate to improve on the things that let him down?
Yeah, I think that when you describe last season as a disappointment and outcome for Justin, that's accurate for sure. You know, after winning the games twice to move down the leaderboard that far was it was a tough pill to swallow. But at the same time, as we started planning and preparing for this year, that's the best medicine is he's hungry to get back to work and excited to just get deeper into this season.
Yeah.
Medeiros top 10 at the games, John, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Andre Houdet.
What do you think? Absolutely.
I'll say yes.
You're so dramatic. Yes.
But I'm not as confident as you are. I think this year is definitely telling. If he wants to get a chance back on the podium, he has to have a good year this year. Otherwise, I think he's going to be a Ketron David's daughter. Two wins.
She got second place 5 years later.
Right. But I mean, she'll float around there and not be.
Got just
that, be that one, was 2020.
Just be one, that was, yeah, I understand. I know. That was count. That was a low blow. But yeah. just be one of the people that are there.
Right. Yeah. Andre Houdet.
He's stellar debut season last year at the games.
For sure. I mean, 100%. That brings a lot of pressure. But like I said, we've been
this
working.
This is talking about Yellowhoste and getting ready for quarterfinals.
We've been working really hard since last year, and he's improved a lot on some of his weaknesses, which were the only things that. Put him in an outside top 40 spot last year. So
we're really looking forward to seeing how he's gonna respond in some of those tests that expose some weaknesses in the past. And you know, for sure we haven't reached the level yet of where those are absolute strengths, but they have improved massively. So we're looking forward to seeing how he will do in those tests, and hopefully he will not be close to the cut line.
Hopefully he will not be close to the cut line. Do you like Yella's chances on these workouts?
Not really.
No.
Because he's not super strong. Here's the thing. Like Fakowski will bail himself out by doing way better on the clean and jerk workout than anybody gives him credit for. I remember I thought Fakowski was done for, and then he got like second in the world in 30 clean and jerks and 30 bar facing burpees, which is not something he should get second in the world in. I don't know what his second world, but he had like a top score. Yella Hosta is not that. Yella Hosta is not very strong. Yella Hosta is a home run hitter, but like, he's not the strongest guy.
There's not a home run on these four workouts.
Well, I mean, the home run would be the wall ball burpee one, but it's 100. Not burpees. I know. I think he'll be very good at workout one. I think he'll be extremely good at workout one. But dude, I don't think so, man. He's going to have a really tough time.
Yep.
You'd be lying to yourself if you don't have something going on at all points of the season. And I think the obvious one here is Tia. We're just trying to figure out what's happening with her. But her trajectory since the Open has been nothing but good. But you get into that world, right, where if you're the sixth-time fittest woman on earth, you want to win quarterfinals, like no matter what. And even if you just came off an injury or if you're coming off from having a baby, she wants to win, but it's going to be up to us this year to kind of hold her back a little bit because she just needs to get through this week. Everything injury-wise with the rest of the athletes, there's absolutely nothing serious that we're worrying about at all right now. People just have the typical wear and tear of the season going on. Yeah, I'm just going to.
Fergie show. Frog grips taking down Tia. I don't know. Maybe. Watching too much Hiller. Do you buy that? Do you buy that Tia is where she needs to be? She could actually destroy everybody, but they're going to hold her back.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
Does she finish top 10 in the world in quarterfinals?
No. It's a lot of front rack, man. It's a lot of front rack.
Yeah.
Hurting that wrist.
And she doesn't have to. But the hard part is you don't know where everybody is going to be. I guess you can compare against Maddie and Sydney.
Well, like, Liz, I think she'll be really good at the burpee. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make that noise. The top 10 in the world, guys, not in her region.
Yeah.
I think she'll go really hard on workout one and two and kind of see where she's at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you do them out of order, it's pretty tough.
But like, I think she'll like those two are the ones that she should push to evaluate her engine, right? Or her fitness. She knows she's going to be strong enough. She knows, you know, like she could probably just go rep for rep with Brooke on
the I'm not worried about anything other than possibly workout four at the top end doing clean and jerks. But again, it's not the, like you said, it's not heavy enough, but it could be if her wrist is really bothering her, and then workout three with handstand pushups. Yeah. But like the snatches at 85, not an issue.
No,
the wall ball is not an issue. It's really the handstand pushups and the ring muscle ups, and then possibly the clean and jerks if it was really bothering her. But fitness wise, I don't think she has an issue. He now talks about our Aussies.
I tell you, those three Aussies right now, Tia, Jay, and Maddie they're a different breed. Like, I haven't been around the three of them training at full capacity ever before. And Maddie specifically, she came with us last year and she was coming off a missed games appearance. She did okay at semifinals, but nowhere where she wanted to be. She wasn't with us yet. She saw what happened with Jay. She came on with us fully and she's been here for 6 weeks now. And she is a night and day different athlete.
Same with Jay. Jay just keeps impressing us. Every single week he's in the gym, something's getting better with him. So I think it's going to be an absolute dogfight with him and Ricky, obviously. I know they're both excited about it, and they've competed against each other before. But we're honestly, for Jay, we're looking at the games at this point. Like, what can he do at the games to get even better than he did last year?
I think Jay Crouch could be a top five this year.
No shot.
Man. No shot. Okay.
None.
Okay.
Nope.
I don't know. I think he's a dark horse top five this year.
Are we getting off on Tevon's time? Or are we going over?
Yep. No, we're going to get off right at 8.
Emotions over the last week or so then, have you been like mourning? Have you been celebrating? Is it a mix of both?
It's a mix of both. I'd say because I've been struggling like on a personal level. The business, I mean, it's great. Like there's been some amazing accomplishments, but to be honest with you, it's been hard working kind of on my own. I've had a great team working with me, but when I'm talking about more on the international level, like going to competitions, taking care of athletes, taking care of the overview of the business, I've been on my own for so long that I just needed to be part of a team. So I'm personally really happy about it. I've mourned over the last, 4 months. So the emotions of sadness are almost all gone.
There you go. A little background on Deka going over to HWPO. She needs a team. There's a bunch more. I would recommend you guys go to Coffee Pods and Wads. Go check out all of the press conferences that Pedro hosted. There's a lot more information in there. Gets into some pretty good stuff. Make sure you go check that out. All right. We definitely have to get to some blind rankings. So
let's do it. This is just me.
It's just going to be you. So.
Oh, man.
This will be interesting. Maybe to draw upon the comments.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm going to go with my gut no matter what. I'm not influenced by these people.
All right. We'll see how good you are on your own. Let me change this up here.
Tyler's always dragging me down.
First
man.
Of all, Manta Sleep. I got my own Manta Sleep mask. It's right here. It's the best thing out there. Go use code SPIN, mantasleep.com. Save 10%. Use it every night. So, all right, here we go. This one's pretty appropriate. The topic is Quarters Jeopardy.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay.
It is which athletes are most in jeopardy of doing poorly at quarterfinals and not advancing to semifinals.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. First one. Yellow Hosted.
One.
That was fast. Decisive. Yeah. All right.
Now, these are people who have made semifinals, right?
Yes, they're all.
All right.
I think they're all games athletes.
All right, good. Like, you can't pull a.
It's not some random. It's not John Young.
No. Yeah. That guy's over one. Over one, then.
All right, here we go. Next one. Alex Caron.
Is he healthy?
He hurt his pec at Wadapalooza doing the dips, and then he finished out for the team competition for Mayhem. So
four.
That was a couple months ago. Four. All right. So these are, again, most likely to not qualify for semifinals. All right. Next one. Amanda Barnhart.
Three.
Oh.
Trying to give myself like
a little bit of a buffer.
Yeah. I'm trying to like have options.
All right, here we go. You got two and a five left. James Sprague.
Oh, easy money. Five. That's great. Oh, this is great. This is great. Unless this person's like Dallin or something. Like then it's not great. But
no. I think what this is gonna show is that Tyler is the one that messes up.
Brooke Wells
for you guys.
Brooke?
It's not Brooke. It is a female, though. I think you'll say you nailed this one. Bethany Flores.
Sounds good, man. Put her at two.
Number two.
I think she will murder workout two, though.
I mean, if you go back on her Instagram, she has been dealing with some serious back injuries. If we had enough time, not pass you guys off, not get you to Savant's show, Perrin was talking about, like, they're pretty much going to take a run at it and see how it goes. But I'm not sure they're most confident about it.
Bethany's so hard because, like, Bethany might be like top 10 games level fit. She's right. Just never healthy.
Right.
Not her fault, but it's just the case. It is what it is.
Yeah. She got screwed over in 21.
Yeah.
That would have been her year, I think. And
that would have been her best year for sure.
Yeah. That was it. I think Yella and Bethany are probably the two that are at most risk. Bethany because of injury only. Yella because it just doesn't line up for him. Amanda because of her shoulder.
I think I nailed this blind rankings.
Yeah, James was an easy one, but I was hoping you didn't have a five left.
You're running out of options. Yeah.
I was hoping you have to put him somewhere else and kind of get you. All right. And we'll run through the workouts real quick here. Bent with the boys, just the two of us. Taylor versus the world, real quick, in 1 minute. Who wins workout one?
Dallin Pepper.
I'm going with Dallin Pepper too. Workout two, burpees and wall balls.
Bro. Dallin Pepper.
Going with the burpee king, Colton Mertens. Workout three, gymnastics.
Taylor Self.
I'll go with Taylor. And workout four, a whole bunch of clean and jerks.
This is a hard one because I want to pick Hopper. But I'm going with Dallin Pepper again, man. I'm on the Dallin Pepper train.
Three out of four.
Yeah.
Oh man. I can't. Yeah, Dallin Pepper. Sorry, Jason. Sorry.
Workout two, it. I have no idea. And you picked Colton.
I picked Colton.
Breakout two literally could be anybody. In my opinion.
I could easily see it be Taylor wins two, Colton wins two. Or I mean, Dallin wins two and Colton wins two.
Yeah, I could 100% see it being that. I think Taylor's best shot is workout three. I think he knows that. And I think he will. I think he's, you know, Taylor. When Taylor gets determined, he's hard to bet against.
Yep. Don Fondahl, CEO. Also, go to Heat One. You'll be able to make your picks for that. Win $2,500 on the spot. Before we leave, last question: does Taylor Self qualify for semifinals?
Yes.
There you go. It's a yes.